It's definitely not been this cold in 30 years, and if the cold snap continues for a few more days, it will be the coldest March for 5 decades. The snow may have been fun in December, but sub-zero spring simply isn't. British summertime is supposed to start next Sunday.
But summer seems a long way away, even in London. It's just started snowing again and temperatures are below zero. Tens of thousands of homes across the country remain without electricity, roads are blocked, flights are grounded, even World Cup qualifying football matches have had to be cancelled.
And of course, as the temperature goes down, you turn your heating up, adding an estimated £200 to the bills families are already struggling to pay. The elderly and low-income families are hardest hit. For every degree drop in the weather, another 8,000 people die.
The bills are going up very sharply, and this is the time when there are cutbacks. And it's not only the cutbacks, it's the inflation as well. And one way or another, people will not be able to pay their bills, and you can expect increased deaths and generally misery in the UK in what should be spring, but it's not.
There are also growing fears that Britain will run out of supply. The country has less than 36 hours of gas reserves remaining. Experts are saying that if the cold snap continues, rationing will become inevitable.
Oh yes, physically you'll see the rationing, but there's always a rationing and it's called price. And as prices go up, then people, who particularly those on the very poorest people in this country, they just simply have to cut back either on their food or on their heating, as simple as that.
The government admits supplies are under pressure, but deny they are running out. On Friday, a crucial undersea pipeline connecting Britain and Belgium shut down without warning, pushing the price of gas up by 50% to a record high. The rising cost of energy at a time of economic instability is especially worrying when, as economic experts say, the real storm is an economic one brewing on the other side of the high seas.
The weather is cold, and in some parts of the country they've got 2 metres of drifts. But normally the wind comes from the northeast, but at the moment it's coming from the southeast, and that's coming from Cyprus and from Europe, because you see that's the economic wind. And so there's a shiver going through people. And next week you can expect to see a lot of people feeling the cold and taking appropriate action. This is in economic terms.
So the cold snap continues. In the weather, on energy, and on the economy. As British people wrap up warm, they'll be hoping summer is just around the corner and that it may bring some sunnier days all round. Nargis Mubarakli, Press TV, London.